evening. Welcome. We're so glad you're here tonight to worship with us at First Baptist Church. Appreciate the choir and the band getting all together and working so hard to sing for you and for the Lord tonight. We're here together in His name to honor Him and magnify Him and glorify Him tonight. That's what we're doing here. And we're glad that you're participating with us. As you came in the door, you should have received a little card like that. Has everybody got one of those? It's important. You can't win the car if you don't have one of these. So be sure you have one of these. Seriously, it is important that you have this for a little later on in the worship service. Well, let's take a moment, and before we start, let's everybody stand up together, and why don't you just greet some folks around you tonight. Tell them good to see you tonight. Thank you. You can be seated. You can be seated. Well, we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we'll begin officially. So let's all pray together. Brother Ryan Tucker is going to lead us in prayer. Let's pray as he leads us.
Father, we love you, Lord. We come in your house tonight, Lord. We worship you and we honor you. We thank you for Jesus, Father. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We invite the Spirit to come and to fill this place, Lord. This night is all about you, Lord. We seek to honor and praise and glorify you and you alone, Lord. It's not about the people singing. Lord, it's all about you. Lord, we just pray that you are pleased with our worship, Father, and we just love you. And it's in the holy name of Jesus that we're here tonight. Amen. Amen.
Going free, like in the cattle till I heard the In Genesis and Exodus, the start and heart of the Old Testament, we watch a story of slavery and freedom unfold. Joseph was ambushed by his brothers and sold into slavery. He was taken to Egypt, far from home and far from hope. After many trials and years, he was freed and given a seat of power and honor. His brothers, forgiven, joined him in Egypt. As time passed, the Egyptians began to fear God's chosen people, Israel, so they enslaved them. For 400 years, the Israelites endured Egyptian slavery. But God had promised them that their slavery would not last. He had promised them that He would be their deliverer. He promised them that they would see freedom. He promised them that He would be with them. And so they cried out to Him.
Oh, God certainly did deliver his people through his ambassador Moses. And more than 20 times in the Old Testament, he reminded his people, I am the one who brought you out of slavery. But slavery to the Egyptians isn't the only slavery described in the Bible. If we go back, way back, many generations before Joseph, we see a different kind of slavery. It's found in the Garden of Eden, slavery to sin. Adam and Eve had one rule: do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But they doubted God's goodness and love. They ate. They chose against God. They disobeyed. They sinned. And instantly, they were enslaved to sin. They ran from the presence of God, and the relationship between man and woman and between humanity and God was broken. Sin still does that today. And like Adam and Eve, we've known that separation from God and others because of our sin. In the book of Romans, we read, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." And Jesus said, "Everyone who commits a sin is a slave of sin." So to help people understand how to not sin, God gave the law. But the law was very difficult to follow. Some people just gave up trying to follow the law, thinking, "I'll never be anything but a sinner." Still others followed the law zealously and became enslaved to the sin of legalism. And for the rest of the Old Testament, we find almost every person enslaved, either to sin or legalism. How could it ever end?
There's a wall that has been standing since the day that Adam fell. Sin is where it started. Sin is why it held. Speaking as a prisoner who was there and lived to tell, I remember how it felt. I can hear the sound of freedom like a distant voice it calls, and it beckons me to follow. I had never gone. And though my heart was willing, I just stood there at the wall, praying somehow it would fall. But in a cross I found a doorway and a hand that held the key. When the chains fell at my feet, for the first time I could see. This is how it feels to be free. This is what means to know that I am forgiven. This is how it feels to be free, to see that life can be more than I imagine. This is how it feels to be free, yeah. This is how it feels to be free, yeah. That I'm reminded of the prison I was in, like a living nightmare burning from within. I can feel the voice of evil, I can hear the call of sin, but I won't go back again. You see, once I tasted freedom and the chains could bind no more, mercy gave me wings to fly like an eagle, I can soar. What it means to know that I am forgiven.
there was a promised one, one who had come to set God's people free. The prophet Isaiah had spoken about him. The Spirit of the Lord God is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and freedom to the prisoners. Jesus came to set the captives free from sin, from legalism, from addiction, from pride, from everything that entraps, whether spiritual or physical, emotional or mental. Obedience to Jesus is what gives us freedom. When we choose to make him our master and commit to being his slaves, his Spirit comes into us. And his Spirit, that's the key to it all, really. The Bible says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. When the Spirit enters you, you have his power to conquer your sin, to conquer your legalism, to conquer anything and everything that would keep you from living the love of Jesus Christ. You can't set yourself free, but by choosing to follow Jesus and live in his Spirit, you will be set free.
For 32 years, I lived with chains wrapped around me. When I was a child, I had chains of a false Christianity put on me that said, you can believe and do whatever you want, and you'll still be fine. Now, as a true Christian, I know that that is a chain. Chains come in a lot of forms. Sometimes they're put on us by Satan, sometimes family, sometimes ourselves, and I had chains of all kinds. I had chains of addiction to drugs and alcoholism for almost 18 years. And because there's children in the room, I won't go into the rest of the chains, which are adults, you can imagine. I lived a very worldly life. And everything I did, I was chained to. Revelation 12:11 says that they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and their testimony. When I was 32 years old, I woke up one morning and I had absolutely nothing left of my life. Every person I knew, everything I had was gone because of the chains. But in his divine wisdom, our Maker had orchestrated a set of events that took me away for just under a year to a program that was specifically designed for people like me. Through this program, I learned to live. And it was not the program itself. It was the grace and the love of God that cannot be described but only felt. For 32 years, I did not know which way to go. I did not know what to do as a person, as a man. I never had anyone to set an example for me, so I set one for myself. I saw things I wanted to do, I did it, and it never mattered who I hurt. And those were the chains that cost me everything. So when I came out of that program, God had dealt with me on so many levels that I didn't even know I had. I mean, they were just in there that had to be dealt with. I understand now that chains have something that they're attached to inside us. They're not physical chains that keep us bound. They're internal. They have a beginning, and they have something that they attach themselves to. What they were attached to had to be dealt with. And by His grace, they were dealt with. One night I had gotten on my knees. I was brought to my knees. And all the weight of every chain came off of me all at once. And it was the burst of light that came into my life when I asked Him to that did that. Nothing else. He came to me and took every thing that held me back. He took everything that I hated, including myself. When you live a life as I did, you hate yourself. You hate everyone around you. You hate everything. But love came bursting in and set me free from those. Since losing everything and going through what I went through to be here tonight, my Lord and my Savior has blessed me with a beautiful, God-loving woman. I had 2 children and now I have 4. And as far as my family goes, He has added all of you. Psalms 34:6 says, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles." And that is what my Savior and my King did for me.
Thank you. sea was a struggle. Haunted by a ghost that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all my failures. Already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be.
Just like he called to the Jews 2,000 years ago, Jesus makes the same plea to us today. He says, come to me. All of you who are weary and burden, carrying chains, and I will give you rest. All of you, take up my yoke and learn from me, because I am gentle, humble in heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. That's what Jesus said. Tonight, the heaviest chain that you can be carrying tonight, and believe me, these are heavy chains up here. But the heaviest chain that you can be carrying tonight is the chain of fear. Fear not knowing, if I die tonight, will I go to be with Christ forever in heaven? That's the greatest chain on our necks tonight. If you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So right here, right now, is your opportunity to get that heaviest chain off of you. To accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Tonight is the night. In a moment, we're going to stand and sing. We're going to have our ministers across the front here. If you need to do business with Christ tonight, get your heart right. Get your relationship right with Christ. Join this church. You know what you need to do. You know what the Holy Spirit is telling you to do tonight. And then for others of us, you have this card that says free indeed. Let's be honest, we all are carrying chains tonight, all of us. Now, not the chain of not having a personal relationship, but the chain of pride, of other kinds of fears, of legalism, of trying to be good, of trying to keep up whatever we think God wants of us. But we're carrying chains tonight, and tonight is your opportunity to get rid of it. Tonight, as you came in the door, you received a piece of paper and a pencil. And if you didn't get one, there's some up here at the front at these two tubs. But we're going to sing in a minute, and you have an opportunity to take and write down whatever chain it is. Nobody's but you. It's you and the Lord doing your business tonight. You know He knows. And you write that chain down while we're singing. And you sing along. But if you feel led and you have a chain that's really burdening you tonight, write it down. While we sing, bring it up here and put it in this tub and symbolically just give it to Jesus. Just give it to Jesus tonight, because His burden is light. His yoke is easy. Amen? Amen. So let's all stand tonight. Let's all stand together. We're going to sing appropriately, Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. Let's do business with the Lord right now.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught grace.
Bow our heads. There's probably some more tonight. Now's the time. Get rid of that chain. Don't hold on to it. Tonight's the night. Going to proclaim the word of the Lord together, and then we're going to take the Lord's Supper. Rita, let's go on to the next slide. Let's say this all together now, all together in one voice. Say it with me. If you continue in my word, you really are my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It is for freedom Christ set you free. Our old way of life was nailed to the cross with Christ. A decisive end to that sin, miserable life. When Jesus died, he took sin down with him. But alive, he brings God down to us. You are dead to sin and alive to God. That's what Jesus did. That means you must not give sin a vote in the way you conduct your lives. Sin can't tell you how to live. You're not living under that old tyranny any longer. You're living in the freedom of God. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. You can be seated, Pastor.
This time as we prepare for the supper. Paul writes to us, "For this I receive from the Lord that which I deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread and he gave thanks." So let's give thanks at this time, thinking about the bread as it represents the body of Jesus.
We come to this part of our service, we can never fully realize the depth of your sacrifice that you gave for us and took the punishment that should have been ours for our sins. But Father, I pray we always be grateful, always giving you praise and the glory that you so richly deserve. Father, we love you and honor you in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
As we receive the bread, we're going to continue to worship the Lord in song tonight. I was lost, I was in chains, the world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone, I was covered in shame when he came for me. I couldn't run, couldn't run from his presence. I couldn't run from his arms. Jesus, he loves me, he loves me, he is for me. Jesus, how can it be? He loves me, he is for me. It was a fire deep in my soul.
And so Jesus took the bread and gave thanks. And he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup and gave thanks. So let's give thanks at this time for the blood of Jesus.
Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the precious blood of the Lamb, Father. We
As we take the cup now, let's all sing together. I will sing of my Redeemer. You set me free.
I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me on the cruel cross.
Forever forgive.
So Jesus had taken the cup and gave thanks, and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
We're standing here today as a living testimony to the fact that we are free. We've been enslaved to addictions. We've been enslaved to our pride. We've been enslaved to shame, and we've been enslaved to our past. We've been enslaved to perfection, and we've been enslaved to striving to please others. We've been enslaved to our fears, and yes, we've even been slaves to legalism. But praise be to God, He set us free. Hallelujah. We stand here before you today as witnesses of that freedom. Real freedom is when we are so enslaved to God, Christ, that we want to be enslaved to Him. It doesn't make sense. We give up one slavery in order to choose another? Yes, because He loves us, He gave up everything for us. Titus 2 tells us that He offered Himself as a sacrifice to free us from a dark, rebellious life into this good, pure life, making us His very own people. Now, folks, let's read from the book of Revelation together, verses 1, 5, and 6. To Him who loves us and has set us free from our sins by His blood, and made us a kingdom, priests to God and Father, and dominion are His forever and ever. Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Break every chain, break every chain.